Yuma Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet 4:4. In the previous Mishnah, we talked about the Kohen Gadol getting the coals off of the Mizbeach for doing the Haktara, the incense offering, and the Kaddish Kedoshim. This Mishnah will identify seven different ways in which the process of the Kohen Gadol getting the coals on Yom Kippur is different than the process of getting the coals every day by regular Kohanim in order to do the incense, the daily incense offering. So let me make sure this is clear. Every day of the year, including Yom Kippur, there's a daily incense offering. That incense is brought on the golden altar, the Mizbeach HaZahav, in the Kodesh, and half is brought in the morning, a pras, meaning half of a mana, 50 dinar weight of powder, and half is brought in the afternoon, also another pras, half a mana, and that's done every day on coals on the golden altar. On Yom Kippur, in addition to those two incense offerings, there is the special offering of Yom Kippur, which is done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on the floor between the badim, the staves that come out of the aron. More about that in subsequent Mishnayos. But the point is we're differentiating between the Kohen Gadol's procedure for getting those coals on Yom Kippur special versus the daily activity of the Kohanim who will offer it inside the Kodesh Kedashim. It's a machlokas achronim if the Kohen Gadol, who has to do everything on Yom Kippur, does the regular day's ketores in the way that the Mishnah describes as being for regular days, like other days of the year, or if the same way he does something special for the Kodesh HaKadoshim Ketores, the special Ketores, he does the same kind of procedure for the for Yom Kippur's daily offering of Ketores as well. So that's not clear. Be it as it may, what is clear is the normal procedure is, on a regular day, you have two Kohanim, one brings in a pan full of coals, details of that in a moment, puts it those coals onto the golden altar and then walks out. And the other Kohen who's bringing in the pras, the half mana of incense powder, then sprinkles that powder on top of the coals on the golden altar, causing the smoke to rise up and the incense to fill the room. On Yom Kippur, it's one Kohen Gadol doing everything. Okay? Now, the Mishnah says inside, again, these are going to be seven differences between the regular and the special Yom Kippur incense activity. B'chol yom, every day of the year, hayachote b'shel kesef. First, the Kohen would go up on the ramp and get, with a fire pan, a silver fire pan, u'ma'ara b'toch shel zav, and then he would pour out the coals that he received from the fire with a silver pan into a golden pan. But v'hayom, but on Yom Kippur, chote b'shel zav u'vahayamachnes. The Kohen Gadol would just use a golden fire pan to get the coals, and then he'd bring that very fire pan into the Kodesh Kedoshim. So what are we talking about here? On a regular day, we are going to be using a total of 3 kabin. Each kab, let's say, is 2 liters, so let's say 6 liters worth of coal to put on the golden altar. However, while we want, for kavod purposes, that he should go in, the Kohen should go into the Kodesh with like this kind of big, you know, overflowing mound of coals on the fire pan. The problem is when you take the coals off of the out of the altar and you walk down the steep ramp, if you have this really overflowing fire pan, some boiling hot smoldering red coals are likely to fall off and onto the ramp. And remember, these Kohanim are walking around barefoot, and that could be really dangerous. So we don't want that to happen. Instead, what we do is he uses a larger container that's not overflowing to the top. That container will contain 4 kabin. Then when he gets down to the bottom of the ramp, he'll pour from the 4 kab silver container into a 3 kab golden container. See more about that in the Mishnah as well. But the first one in the Mishnah is simply that we use silver instead of gold. Now, why are we using silver instead of gold? Because when you stick your fire shovel into the smoldering coals, it's going to do a lot of damage and wear out the fire pan, and therefore it has a limited lifespan. If you're using gold, you're going to lose a lot more money each time you stick it in than if you use silver. And therefore, for the sake of saving money, as the Gemara says that Hashem was chastal mamonon shel Yisrael, Hashem, you know, was merciful on Jewish money, didn't want to waste it. So therefore, the pan that goes into the smoldering coals is made of silver, so this, you know, but as it gets worn away, it's only silver as opposed to gold, and then he pours those into gold. On Yom Kippur, however, because of the specialness of the day, we use the golden fire pan even to put in the fire, and okay, so it's going to be expensive, and it's just once a year, and that's that. The second difference is b'chol yom chote b'shel arba kabin u'ma'ara b'toch shloshet kabin. Every day of the year, the Kohen who got the fire pan, as I said, would get the coals in a fire pan that held 4 kav. Now, again, 4 kav is something like 8 liters. So we're talking like, say, 2 gallons or so. So you just have to think of the shovel as being very large. Okay, and think of it as like almost like the size of a proper, like a snow shovel, if you will, if you know what that looks like. Something like that's very big. And then ma'ar b'toch shloshes kabin, he would then pour it into the 3 kav sized golden fire shovel, as I described before. But vayom on Yom Kippur, chote b'shel shloshes kabin, he just used 3 kav container and he filled it up to the top. Uva hayamachnas, and he took that very shovel full of the coals and brought it in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'chol yom chote b'shel sa'a. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the actual size of the silver shovel, the container, it could contain a whole sa'a. A sa'a is 6 kabin, so you're talking something like 12 liters. Think of a 6-pack of 2-liter bottles. And that's the volume it could hold. Uma'ar b'toch shel shloshes kabin. And he would pour that into a 3-kab container, like I said before. V'hayom chote b'shel shloshes kabin v'hayamachnas. But he agrees, Rabbi Yossi agrees, that in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol just uses a 3-kav shovel to get the coals, at least for what's brought inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. I told you before already, it's a machlokas achronim if that happens for the Kodesh, you know, the regular daily one as well, done in Yom Kippur. Okay, now, just think it through for a second. What's happening is you're bringing out 4 kav and then you're pouring into a 3 kav, so some coals are going to spill out. What will happen is the extra, I'll call it kav of overflow of coals that fall onto the floor in the Azara, those are swept into the Amma. There's a water canal that runs through the temple courtyard. It's used for, you know, to cleaning up the blood off the floor and other stuff. It's like sort of how the waste disposal system, it pours out into the Kidron Valley. So what they did is they swept those boiling hot coals into the Amma Samayim, the water canal. That way, no Kohanim would burn their bare feet on smoldering coals, God forbid. On Shabbos, of course, you cannot do that because on Shabbos you can't extinguish. And therefore, on Shabbos, they just covered the coals that fell onto the floor with a kli, with some sort of bowl on top of them. Okay, the third difference is b'chol yom ha'isa kveda. Every day, the shovel used was very heavy. V'hayom kala, but today it's light. That means the actual thickness of the walls of these silver, the silver shovel was very thick. It should be like, you know, durable for sticking to the fire. The problem is it's heavy, and we don't want to exhaust our Kohen Gadol who's doing everything today and he's fasting, etc. And therefore, as we've seen already a few times, and we'll continue to see, we make efforts to make the exertion required of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur to be as little as possible. So we use a thin-walled, light golden shovel, so it shouldn't be so heavy for the Kohen Gadol to schlep around. The fourth difference is b'chol yom ha'isa yadak tzara. The handle of the shovel was short on the everyday, but v'hayom aruka, but today's it was long. That is to say, a shorter handle is obviously more convenient, makes more wieldy and less heavy because of like the torque, and that's not as long of a lever arm. So it's easy to carry around a shorter armed shovel. But the thing is, and of course, we want to make it easy in the Kohen Gadol, but the Kohen Gadol, since he's doing it by himself, he has to hold both the fire shovel and the, I'll call it the ladle, the big cup that has the incense in it. And so how does he do that? He's going to take the fire shovel that's holding the coals, the handle, and place it like under his armpit. And then he'll hold it with his hand also. But the point is, between his armpit and his hand, he can hold it more easily. So that taka makes it easier for the Kohen Gadol to move it around. On a regular day, you have 2 Kohanim. One's bringing the coals, one's bringing the incense. So therefore, a shorter handle makes more sense. Okay. The fifth difference is b'chol yom haya zahava yarok. The gold out of which the shovel was made, even on a regular day, when you bring that shovel that holds 3 kav into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was made out of what I'll call now yellow gold. The word yarok in modern Hebrew, of course, refers to green, but in the Mishnah, the word yarok actually can be used for like a range of colors, including golds, yellows, oranges, and greens. So we're talking about regular gold, like yellow gold, I'll call it. V'hayom, but on Yom Kippur, the shovel used is adom. It's red. It's red gold. That is to say, they added, you know, they add copper to the gold and makes like what we call red gold or rose gold. You can get red gold. Divrei Benachem, that's Rabbi Nachum Shita, and no machlokas here in the Mishnah. The idea is that the red gold, which is referred to as zahav parvayim, like something like bull gold, a reference to the blood of the blood of a bull, which is like deep red. We want the shovel to be deep red as a reference to that. Again, the blood coming to atone, so it's special like that. The sixth difference is b'chol yom makriv pras b'shachar, so pras bin harbayim. Every day, the normal offering of the incense is a pras, a half of a mana, 50 dinar weight of powder, incense powder in the morning, and half in the afternoon, the other half of a mana. V'hayom mosif melochofnav, but on Yom Kippur, it's a little different. The way the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kedoshim brings the incense, he brings the amount that fits in his two hands cupped together, like sort of like max style, like how much you can fit in two hands altogether, which is roughly speaking a mana, which is about a pound, by the way. A mana is about a pound, but not exactly. It depends on the size of the Kohen Gadol in his hands. So the point is, it's just a different shear altogether in terms of the quantity. It's a larger quantity, and the exact amount is variable. And the final seventh difference is b'chol yom haisa daka. Every day of the year, they used finely ground incense powder. That means they used like a mortar and pestle and ground up the incense powder to be very fine. But on Yom Kippur, v'hayom daka min hadaka, it's extra, extra fine. The idea is that the pasuk refers in general back in Shmos, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Vav, that's 30:36, it says, v'shechakta mimena hadek, you'll grind it up finely, referring to the ketores, the incense. But then in Vayikra, when it talks about the ketores of Yom Kippur, it says, ketores samim daka, it says like, not only is it going to be the incense powder, but it should be the fine incense powder. So we understand that it has to be extra fine, which means, in practice, that on Erev Yom Kippur, they will take 3 mana out of the incense supply and regrind it a second time in Erev Yom Kippur, so you'll have extra, extra finely ground incense powder. That's something that's unique for Yom Kippur. So those are the 7 differences between Yom Kippur and every other day of the year's incense offering.